92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Something new and kind of bizarre was introduced in China recently. The government over there has been increasingly concerned about the amount of toilet tissue being used in the country. I know. I can't believe this is a priority either. And the solution they came up with is even more bizarre. If you use a public toilet facility in China now, you have to scan a QR code on the toilet paper holder with your smartphone and watch an advertisement video in order to have it spit out a specified amount to clean yourself with. And if you're a two-wipe person, and I believe most people are, because who can get the job done in one pass, I think you have to rescan it and watch a second video. But what happens if you burn through your battery and your phone is dead? Well, there is an option to pay the American equivalent of 7 cents to purchase some TP. But this is my real concern with this. They're forcing people to handle their phone with dirty hands while they're on the toilet and then go about their business, touching other things all day and then holding their phone some more and touching more stuff. That's just not a good idea. Somebody didn't think through the hygiene factor in this, and I hope they don't bring this to America anytime soon. It's bad enough that we all use our phone when we're having a wee, and we really shouldn't do that.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.